Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tadell, for today, Sunday, April 16th. Happy Easter to everyone, and welcome to the show. Excuse me. Thank you, guys, for tuning in tonight. We have beauty news for you, and I'm going to turn it over to Denise so she can greet you guys in her own way.
Wait, I'm not on. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I knew I was on mute. I was just about to say as I was talking, I hope I'm not on mute, but then she unmuted me. It never fails. That's my introduction every week. But again, let's start over. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We won't keep you too long. We've just got some beauty news to bring to you. We were supposed to bring this news last week when we had a guest on, and we kind of took up most of the time of the show with that guest who was really supposed to be for about 10, 15 minutes, and we end up with that guest for about an hour. So we're going to bring you the beauty news tonight since it's a holiday. We're going to bring the beauty news to you all tonight, you know, in place of what we didn't get to do last week. I just wanted to start out, for those of you who really follow the show, you know Janice and I are members of PBA, which is the Professional Beauty Association. So I wanted to bring you a little bit of news from PBA, just to talk a little bit about PBA and what they're all about and a certain movement that they have going on that you may have heard us mention before. And I'm going to mention it again tonight because there are a few people out there who haven't listened to the show before, so for those people, welcome. Thank you for joining us. The Professional Beauty Association, which is here in the United States, the Professional Beauty Association, known as PBA, is the largest trade association representing the entire beauty industry. One of the most important efforts they undertake on our behalf is to promote and protect the licensure of our industry, of our beauty industry. They do this through their government affairs team, which tracks and monitors important beauty industry legislative and regulatory issues. As a member of the association, I have the opportunity, and we all have the opportunity as members, to support our efforts. Here's a look back at two key PBA programs that we can participate in to help elevate the voice of a beauty professional. The first is the I Am a Professional, I Am Licensed movement. Again, it's the I Am a Professional, I Am Licensed movement. The I Am a Professional, I Am Licensed movement was started in 2013 to help combat industry deregulation, which basically means when licenses are taken away from or done away with from certain trades. So, again, the movement was started in 2013 to help combat industry deregulation. As of June 2016, the movement has grown to more than 20,000 licensed industry advocates taking part in the effort. With the support of industry professionals, IAM is focused on educating stylists, manufacturers, distributors, salon owners, elected officials, and the public about the threat of deregulation. Deregulation legislation has the potential to negatively affect industry careers and the public's health and safety. With that in mind, PBA encourages all licensed professionals to become an IAM advocate and talk to their clients about this movement. By educating the general public and the professional beauty industry, we can shed more light on the issue of deregulation and the importance of maintaining the integrity of a licensed industry. Excuse me. So basically, what they're saying here with this movement is, if they take away, if they deregulate, let's just say for cosmetologists, for hairstylists, if they take away the cosmetology license from hairstylists and say, if you're a hairstylist, you don't have to be licensed in your state. You don't have to worry about having a license. You can just do hair wherever you want to, whenever you want to, however you want to. You know, you don't have to worry about sanitation or anything like that. You can just do hair. So basically they're saying it's going to affect the industry negatively as far as careers go, because then there'll be no need for cosmetology instructors. You know what I'm saying? There'll be no need for, there'll be no need for you to try to attain to get to that level, because there's no license for that. There's no reason to be educated for that. You can teach hair all you want to, however you want to do it, because there's no license attached to that. And then as far as it affecting negatively the public's health and safety, basically they're saying, if you're just out there doing hair, but you're not, you don't have a license and you haven't learned sanitation and things like that, then that could affect the health of your client, because you're using, you know, the same comb that you used in, you know, your previous client's hair. You're turning around and you're using that same comb in your next client's hair, which a lot of stylists do all the time, without cleaning combs and sanitizing combs and things like that. You can, you know, use a comb or brush in someone's head who may have open sores in their head, who may have open sores that have bled when they were combed or brushed, and turn around and use that same comb for your next client who may have an open sore. You know what I'm saying? So these are ways that a client's health and safety can be affected negatively. So basically they're saying, stand up for your profession, stand up and say, I am a professional and I am licensed, meaning I am a licensed professional, and go ahead and make that stand and talk to your clients and talk to anyone in the general public who, you know, who you have their ear, and speak to them about this and letting them know, you know, you don't want to choose a person who's not licensed over a person who is. You know what I'm saying? You have to stand up for your career. And that's basically what this whole movement, I am a professional, I am licensed, is all about. And so for more information on joining the I Am movement, you can visit probeauty.org/IAM. Again, that's probeauty.org/IAM. And, of course, you can, and in order to join PBA, you can go through the same website, probeauty.org. Okay? So basically, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I was just going to give you a more definition of what deregulation is. Deregulation for the professional beauty industry, deregulation means to remove the ability for our state governments to regulate our licenses as cosmetologists, barbers, nail technicians, and estheticians. So basically, it allows the state to say, we don't need licenses for that. Okay? State legislatures have the power to introduce legislation that can eliminate required schooling, state board exams, all beauty licenses, and even abolish the state board of cosmetology. So, you know, legislature has, you know, has that right, and they have the power to do it. But we as constituents in certain areas of the state, we also have the power to stand up and to stand together and demand otherwise. So please get involved.
Right.
Go to probeauty.org/IM.
Right. And speaking of pro beauty, I just wanted to give you guys a couple of dates to remember that, you know, some of these things are coming up quickly. PBA Beauty Week in Las Vegas is July 8th through 11th, and tickets are still on sale now, so get your tickets now for PBA Beauty Week in Las Vegas going on July through the 11th. And during Beauty Week on July 9th, there will be the NAHA Awards taking place, and I know you guys have heard us speak in detail about the NAHA Awards, which is the North American Hairstyling Awards. But awards are given out not just to hairstylists, but also to makeup artists and nail techs. So there's various categories. And you can go to the PBA website, probeauty.org, to see those categories for yourself. But those awards will be on July 9th during Pro Beauty Week, which is July 8th through the 11th in Las Vegas. Also, the ISSE, which is the International Salon and Spa Expo, it's huge. It's coming January 27th through the 29th of 2018 in Long Beach, California. That's ISSE, January 27th through the 9th of 2018. Also, something that's found through Pro Beauty, and again, you can check their website or you can go to joinbb, that's the letter B twice, for me.com. It's BB for me, which is beauty and body for me, beauty, fitness, and wellness. It's an online booking and client management app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play, and you can find out more information about it on www.joinbbbobbobforme.com. That's J-O-I-N, the letter B, the letter B, for me.com. Okay. Some other upcoming dates, this has nothing to do with PBA, but some other upcoming dates that I wanted you guys to know about. April 29th through the 30th is United Makeup Artists Expo. That takes place in London. Again, that's April 29th, 30th, United Makeup Artists Expo. And it's at the Novotel London West Hotel. Okay. It's a two-day event being held, again, from the 29th of April to the 30th of April at the Novotel London West in London, United Kingdom. This event showcases products like United Makeup Artists Expo is a large show for professional aspiring makeup artists and industry hair, wig, dressers, and barbers from around the world. Alongside education seminars, expert demonstrations, and one-to-one interaction with the icons of the TV, film, and beauty industries, and cosmetics and beauty products, lifestyle, and fashion industries. So it's a big deal. Again, it's at the Novotel London West Hotel in London. And it's April 29th through 30th. So that's coming up in about another week? Week? Is that about a week, week and a half?
Yeah.
So it's soon. So it's, you know, for those of you who are in London, get your tickets, whatever you have to do to register. And for those of you who are everywhere else around the world, if you're interested in attending, you need to get on that right away. Something else taking place in London, May 19th through the 21st, is IMATS London. The International Makeup Artist Trade Show, IMATS, is coming back to London again this year, May 19th through the 21st. It starts off on Friday, which is Pro Night, where all the pros get to go in and see all that's available. You can go ahead and make your purchases on that Friday night. It's pro hour, or it's more than an hour, but it's the pro time for just the pros to go in, chat with the vendors, make purchases. That way there's not long lines. You can kind of shop in peace, so to speak. And then the 20th and the 21st, that Saturday and Sunday, it's open to the general public. And that's when all the seminars, keynote speakers, demonstrations, and what have you take place on the 20th and the 21st. But again, that's IMATS London, May 19th through the 21st. And that's taking place at Olympia London, which is in London, UK.
That's going to be exciting. We'll be there this year again as well. We'll have more news for you all in reference to IMATS London coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Exactly. There was something that I had to mention, but I misplaced my notes on that, so I'll just move on to the next thing. You guys have heard this year, maybe she's probably been on, it was back in January, I remember specifically. It was early January, we had Susan Bennett on, and we've also had her on, I believe it was last year, and if not last year, the year before, definitely. But she's been on our show at least twice, Susan Bennett. She's a social media strategist. She knows her stuff comes to social media. And I don't know if some of our listeners have continued to follow her after hearing her on the show, but she now has the Social Barber Academy. And just in case some of you are thinking this is not for you, the Social Barber is just a name that was given to her because she and her husband own a barber shop in Charlotte, North Carolina, here in the U.S. She's not a barber. Again, she's a social media strategist. Her husband's the barber. The information that she gives and that she shares is not just for barbers, okay? So don't think that this information is not for you. It's not just for barbers. It is for barbers, hairstylists, makeup artists, nail techs, massage therapists, all beauty pros. You know, if you fall under the category of a beauty professional, it's for you. Susan has the Social Barber Academy, and you may now enroll for the Social Barber Academy. It's an online school. You have access to about 15 classes. You can attend live classes once a month. You get to vote on what you would like her to teach and talk about. So, you know, you just can't, I mean, it's not a situation where you go in and say, okay, this is all that she has to offer, but I really want to learn something else. You can tell her what you want to learn. There are group coaching sessions. There's access to the recording. So if you're not able to catch the class live, then you can go back to the recordings and also participate in, you know, like live chat rooms and what have you. excuse me. Again, it's what you want it to be. You also, if you sign up for, she has an option where you can, you know, you can just sign up and go take one class if you'd like, but the best deal is to sign up for I Want It All. It's an option that she calls I Want It All. It's a monthly membership, $29.99 per month, which I think is a great deal. All that she offers has a total value of like $2,400, and you get it for $29.99 a month. You also get the digital versions of three books that she's written. She's written the first book, which is called The Social Barber, and it just talks about being social, you know, online, social media. She she and her husband do a lot of community service through their barbershop in Charlotte. So she's written a book called The Community Barbershop. And it talks about how you can, you know, with your businesses, like especially if you are a salon owner, how you can get involved in the community through your salon or your spa, what have you. And then she writes a lot of press releases, which has gotten her and her husband's barbershop a lot of press. So she teaches you how to do that as well. And so she has a press release guide, the community barbershop guide, and the social barber, the book. That was her very first. But she has loads of classes, things like graphics on sleep. She teaches you or tells you where you can get these graphics, how to use them, scheduling your social media, talks about the importance of Facebook and how to increase activity on your Facebook like page. If you are a makeup artist or any beauty professional who wants to make money through your social media, she will teach you that. And that's what a lot of this is geared towards, showing you how to gain more clients and make money. And she teaches you the importance of building your email list, which is something that she believes we all need to have. Snapchat, like all of the social medias that's out there that's popular, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, she tells you the importance of each and the importance of each in regards to how you can gain more clients and make more money. Snap Like a Boss is one of the classes. Going live on Facebook and Instagram, she talks about how that has made a big difference in her business. And actually, a few years back, I came across a season on Periscope. That's how I learned about her. And she would come on, and she would come on the same time every night, and I would just watch. And that's, I saw exactly how her business grew on social media. And then she also tells you, you know, she's written 3 books, so she will tell you how to write a book if you're interested in doing that as well. So, again, the Social Barber Academy membership, if you want everything that she offers, is $29.99 a month. And I believe you can, you know, membership at any time, whenever you want. But while you do have membership, again, you have access to everything. All of the classes, group coaching sessions, access to the classes if you aren't able to attend them live, which is a great deal. And it's really a good opportunity for those of you who don't have time to figure out social media. And for those of you who are just out there doing what you see the popular people on social media doing, it's probably not working for you, and she's going to show you how it can work for you. She tells you the difference between being popular and the difference between being popular and gaining followers, you know. And those people, you don't have to be popular to have followers. So that's important, because a lot of people think that you have to have a lot of likes. You know, you have to be well-liked to get likes, you know, to get followers, rather, and that's not the case. So she teaches you all of that. So those beauty pros out there, whether you have a salon or a spa or a barbershop, you don't necessarily have to have all that to make money. You don't have to have all of that to, you know, to make money and to gain followers. So she will teach you all of that through the Social Barber Academy. And, again, that's for all beauty pros.
Cool. And I just wanted to finish up my report that I was doing on PBA just really quickly. We talked about the I Am a Professional, I Am Licensed movement and a little bit about deregulation. But I also wanted to just talk briefly about PBA's state captains. So PBA has state captains in each state, and this is another way that you can get involved in the whole deregulation process and just basically you know, putting the word out about deregulation. But the PBA state captains are working with the PBA are working with the PBA government affairs team. PBA state captains volunteers to help communicate and organize local grassroots efforts, from sending out action alerts to organizing at state capitals and committee hearings. PBA state captains serve as the first line of communication to state cosmetology boards, federal and state representatives. So again, they're there to basically be liaisons with the state cosmetology boards and federal and state representatives. PBA Arizona state captain and IM advocate Catalina Rojas joined after researching and learning about the detrimental impacts of deregulation. She says, "I got involved in advocacy because I see how lost and confused our industry can be when it comes to legislative matters. I want to reach out to as many fellow stylists and guide them in the right direction. I believe it's important for fellow professionals and future professionals to become proactive in advocacy because these decisions impact our livelihood and our lifestyles. We need to come together to learn, fight for, and defend our trade. For more on how to become more involved in the PBA State Captain Program, you can visit probeauty.org/captains. Again, probeauty.org/captains. So for more information on both of these initiatives and movements, and for membership to PBA, you can go to probeauty.org. Again, probeauty.org. Okay? And then if you're online and on social media and you want to, you know, get involved in the whole I'm a professional, I am licensed movement, again, you can use the hashtag I am licensed. Okay?
Yeah. And I think that because we're both also state captains as well, and I just think that it's a great thing to be involved in PBA. And, you know, a lot of makeup artists have been really aware of PBA. Because, you know, back in the day when we first joined, it was the big thing was hairstylists, estheticians, nail techs, you know, like salon beauty professionals. You really didn't have a lot of makeup artists even knowing a whole lot about it. You know, and the thing with us is that, you know, we're not just makeup artists. You know, you're an esthetician and a nail tech. So, you know, of course, we know about PBA and we're involved in PBA. But I encourage all of the makeup artists out there to join PBA. You know, a lot of us, freelance professionals don't have insurance. And I think it's important to belong to an organization that not only can help you with your career, but also you can get discounted insurance. A lot of times people who don't have insurance, when they do have to go to the doctor, they have to pay out of their pockets and they have to pay a lot of money. Now, I've spoken over the years to, you know, makeup artists who would rather just pay them their large amount of money whenever they need to go versus, you know, like paying a monthly fee each month to have insurance. I mentioned a couple of Sundays ago, I mentioned about the insurance that PBA offered through partnership with another organization, and you can find out about that it's just by going to probeauty.org. But again, I want to encourage makeup artists out there to go out to the probeauty.org website, see what PBA is all about, and see what they offer. You know, it's just not for hairstylists and nail techs. It's for all beauty professionals, and I think makeup artists should get more involved with the organization. And I think the more you get involved, the more they will see persons from that category, the makeup category. And, you know, there's more things that can be tailored toward makeup artists, you know, when more makeup artists get involved. So, again, I wanted to encourage makeup artists to do that. And earlier I said save the date for the NAHA Awards in July 9th. But I just wanted to let you guys know to stay tuned, because coming up in a few weeks, the North American Hairstyling Awards will make their finalist announcement. So for those of you who did go and register to be a part of this, the finalist will be announced on May 10th. So you will Wednesday, May 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, on the Pro Beauty's Facebook page is where they will announce this year's finalists. The Professional Beauty Association, of course, known as PBA, their North American Hairstyling Awards, which is known as NAHA, N-A-H-A, is the most prestigious photographic beauty competition in North America. NAHA honors the professional salon industry's most talented artists in 15 distinct categories of excellence. So that's what I was mentioning earlier. It's not just hair. There's 15 categories. Again, on Wednesday, May 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, they will make their announcement on their Facebook page. So you don't want to miss that. If you did register and sign up for this competition, you're going to want to know. I'm sure they're going to let you know in other ways as well. But for those of you who are following the competition, you're going to want to go on Facebook on Wednesday, May 10th to see those names listed there. Okay, and so their Facebook page is simply Professional Beauty Association. And association is spelled out. Professional Beauty Association is the Facebook page for PBA.
Cool.
And you can go there.
Now, I have a little information about an upcoming class or seminar that Dermaflage is having. I don't know how many of you out there know the brand Dermaflage. It's been out now for, I want to say, a little over a year and a half, 2 years. Dermaflage basically is a brand of cosmetics that is used to conceal scars. They can be used to, I know a lot of people will use it to, like, especially in film and TV, to cover up earring holes. Like holes on on the nose, especially if you're working on a period project, and back in the 40s, people just didn't have nose rings. You know what I mean? So they will use the product to cover up the holes in the nose, things like that. Basically, it was introduced more so as a special effects type of product, but they're moving into more beauty, bridal, and in other areas like that. So on Sunday, April 23rd, which is next Sunday, they're going to have a class in New York City, and it's going to be Discover Dermaflage, and it's going to be taught by makeup artist Chris Malone. And basically, let me give you a little bit more background about Dermaflage. So basically, they want to introduce this class to discover the varied uses of Dermaflage. Basically, you can learn how Dermaflage makes you a better artist and gives you an advantage in today's competitive makeup artistry industry, because it's not a product that's very difficult to use. It just takes a little getting used to using it, because they're different skin tone colors. So when you're using it, to make it look like there are different skin tone colors, especially if you're working with a darker skin tone or deeper skin tone, you'd have to kind of mix some colors a little bit to get that exact match. And so that's why I said it takes a little getting used to, if you're using it on a darker skin tone to try to conceal a scar or something like that. It just takes a little more work getting a little used to it, but it's an effective product for sure. Since whether you are a bridal, special effects, editorial, or beauty makeup artist, the Dermaflage lineups your makeup game with innovative yet easy to use products that will set your work apart. It's incredibly versatile. You could use it in fashion, beauty, and film and TV. The Chris Malone will teach you how to use Dermaflage products on a variety of makeups, from the tents at New York Fashion Week to touring with Madonna to his work as an IATSE Local 798 department head, there's much to learn from his diverse experience. Okay, Dermaflage is the first cosmetic that looks like real skin, a topical silicone filler that fills and conceals recessed skin imperfections like scars and frown lines. Fast Effects by Dermaflage is the best out-of-the-kit solution for quick dimensional injuries and skin effects. So that's the product I was just speaking of that you can use for, like, you know, concealing, like, the earring holes and your scars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they've just newly launched this year is Dimension by Dermaflage, which is the only 3D color cosmetic that adds additional interest to makeups through dimension and texture. That's interesting. Glitter by Lit Cosmetics is suspended in Dermaflage silicone for a water and smudge-proof appearance. Create glitter lips without any primer or glue with a lacquered wet look that lasts all day. So basically that's what Chris is going to be talking about in this class. So basically demonstrating Fast Effects, which is more so the special effects product, as well as demonstrating their new product that they're launching, which is the Dimension by Dermaflage. Okay, and so you can see the product in action in this class on next Sunday, on April 23rd in New York City. But you can also catch Dermaflage at all of the upcoming, or at least most of the upcoming IMAT shows coming up. They'll be in London. They were in London last year. They'll be in London again this year. They're also going to be in Toronto as well as Vancouver. There wasn't any mention of them being in Australia. So, but just know for a fact that they will be in London and they'll be in Vancouver and Toronto also at IMAX.
Nice.
The tickets for the class are $40. And if you purchase online, there's an additional $3.19 fee. So you can go to dermaflage.com to get information on that class. But it's going to be held at the Manhattan Wardrobe Supply, and I'll try to put this information out on Facebook as well as Instagram. But it's going to be at the Manhattan Wardrobe Supply at 245 West 29th Street in the 8th floor in New York. The phone number for more information or to purchase your tickets, you can go to 212-268-9993. Again, 212-268-9993. Okay.
Well, that's a blast from class. Manhattan Wardrobe Supply.
Yeah, Wardrobe Supply, exactly. And again, Manhattan Wardrobe Supply is a pro beauty store that's the destination for all your makeup needs, from high-end cosmetics to the premier special effects products. Their inventory is indispensable to professionals and makeup enthusiasts alike. So that's something else you can check out. If you go to take the class, you check out Manhattan Wardrobe Supply. So, again, we will have that information on our Facebook page, which is Beauty Talk Online Radio, as well as our Instagram page, which is beauty_talk_media.
Nice. And speaking of our Beauty Talk, stay tuned, and we'll be giving some exact dates, but stay tuned. Coming up in May, we're starting a Beauty Talk will be starting a new Tweet Chat series. So make sure you go out to Twitter and follow us. We're going to be starting a new Tweet Chat series, most likely on Saturdays. Not every Saturday, so we're going to tell you exactly, you know, what Saturday of each month, but we're going to be starting a new Tweet Chat series, so please stay tuned for that and tweet with us. You know, we need your participation. We'll be on there tweeting, as well as you will often have guests, so to speak, on there tweeting with us. So make sure you guys stay posted for that and go out and follow us on Twitter. we mentioned IMAS, and like my sister said, in the coming weeks we were going to have, of course, more information about what's going on and who's going to be at IMAS, who's going to be speaking, who's going to be teaching, and that kind of thing. But I just wanted to let everyone know, because for those of you who would like to attend, whether you're this is IMAS London that I'm speaking about, but for those of you who are already in London, and for those of you who are going to be traveling to London to attend the show, I just want to let you all know that tickets are still on sale, and the early bird dates have already passed, but the tickets for that Saturday, which is May 20th, is $50. Tickets for Sunday, May 21st, is $20. I'm sorry. Saturday, the 20th, the tickets are $50. Sunday, the 21st, the tickets are $50. If you just are going in just purchasing one day. If you want to purchase tickets for both Saturday and Sunday for the whole weekend, the cost is $90. Okay, so individually, Saturday and Sunday individually are $50 each, but if you're going to do a package deal for the entire weekend, that's a total of $90. If you purchase your tickets after May 18th, which is really pretty much the show dates at that point, your tickets will be $60 for each day and $60 at the door. So get those tickets now. One detail I did want to give about IMAT London is the Battle of the Brushes. Okay, the Battle of the Brushes competition. And if you're serious about becoming a professional makeup artist, competing in the IMAX Battle of the Brushes can give your career a huge boost. Competitors' work is seen not only by industry leaders attending the shows, but also by thousands of social media users following the show. Finalists also get a chance for international exposure by having their art featured in IMAX ad campaigns and show graphics. Additionally, the show gives competitors the chance to network in person with the pros who are doing the hiring. And the cash and prizes from participating exhibitors certainly don't hurt. Of course not. The competition is open to students of recognized makeup schools and to those who have graduated 12 months prior to the competition date. Again, let me say that again. The competition is open to students of recognized makeup schools and to those who have graduated 12 months prior to the competition date. After a blind judging for each show, the Makeup Artist Magazine staff selects 8 finalists in the beauty fantasy category and 8 in the character prosthetic category, plus a runner-up for each. Finalists and their models receive free passes for both days of IMAX. The staff chooses a theme for each category each year. And so this year, the character prosthetic category or theme is Guardians of the Galaxy. So the 2017 character prosthetic theme is Guardians of the Galaxy. The makeups must be original characters inspired by the movies and should not reflect actual characters. So your characters should be inspired by the movies, but not actual characters from the movie. Again, that's the 2017 character prosthetic theme, which is Guardians of the Galaxy, and your makeups must be original characters. Okay, and then the beauty fantasy theme for 2017 is international beauty. This look has to be inspired by fashion looks with a range of ethnicities. Okay, again, the 2017 beauty fantasy theme is international beauty inspired by fashion looks with a range of ethnicities. So again, that's the Battle of the Brushes competition for 2017. And so for those of you who would like to compete in London, you must enter this competition. You must enter this competition now. I don't have any information on any deadlines or anything like that. Let's see. Yeah, so if you're interested, you need to contact Makeup Artist Magazine to see if the contest is still open. And it's not, I would think by now that it wouldn't be because it's so close. And, you know, you would need, because they would have to have time to select their finalists. So I would think that it would not be. But you know what, for those students who would like to enter, they have to, you know, they have an entry form, but they also have to send along that entry form like 8 to 10 photos of different looks that they've already done. Which is not a bad thing, but I can imagine, for instance, especially for the character competition, you know, sometimes people create looks for characters, and that takes so much time, you know, 8 to 10 looks. I think that's a lot. And I guess for beauty fantasy, depending on, I don't know if they're submitting just regular beauty looks or if they are submitting beauty fantasy style looks. But I'm assuming, though, you know, when you're in a makeup school, you have a lot of time to do those types of things. So they probably would have 8 to 10 photos. It'll be interesting to see what the students do in London. So I can't wait for that. So, again, more details coming up for IMATS London, what's going to be taking place there. But, again, it's May 19th through the 21st. And the 19th is the pro night. And so if you have a gold card, you are able to enter pro night for free. And I'm not sure how the other cards work, you know, if it's a discount or if they enter for free. I'm not really sure. I'm a gold card holder, so I don't know about any other color cards. Do you know anything? Do you know exactly?
There may be a discount on some of them. Because I think that there's still entrance benefits for all cardholders. So it just may be like somewhat of a discount, a small discount on it. But I can check that really quickly.
Right. Okay, I thought I saw a caller here. Hold on. Let's see. Really quickly. Hello.
How are you doing?
Okay, he didn't want to talk because he can't talk. Okay.
There's a discount on tickets to any IMATS in the world. So if you have the education card, there's a 10% discount. The blue card, there's a 10% discount. On the standard card, there's a 20% discount, and if you have a gold card, it's free. So the gold card is the only one that
gotcha.
Has a free entrance.
That's
so,
what I kind of
think,
thought. Okay.
Yeah, the student card is red, and then there's a blue card, and then the standard card is like, I don't know if that's like a silver, something like that, then gold
mm-hmm.
card. And then there are very few people who have a platinum card.
Gotcha. All right. So there you go.
And then the last thing that I have for the night, again, I know in previous shows we've mentioned Premier Day Spa.
Mm-hmm.
So Premier Day Spa with the Spa Business Forum, and that's co-locating with Premier Orlando, which is the international beauty event that all takes place again on from June 3rd to June 5th. This year, with the education days being June 3rd through 5th, and the exhibitor floor opens on June 4th through the 5th. Okay, and then I've mentioned about some of the seminars that were being offered and things like that. And I wanted to just briefly go over some of the like the makeup, because I think I mentioned hair and skin before, massage. So just wanted to briefly go over some of the makeup that was going to take place. And these are free seminars that take place in the classrooms at the convention center. Headlux has an airbrush makeup class. You have Mindful Minerals featuring Melissa Swice, and that's How Toxic Is Your Skincare, and that should be good. Pinnacle Cosmetics will be there and talking about creating your own brand. You have the California Makeup Academy, which is teaching various seminars. One is Trend Report and Fall Makeup Inspirations. And then another is 10 Bizarre Makeup Tricks That Actually Work. And then Car Cosmetics International is Discovering the Mystery of Eyes, Instagram versus Everyday Makeup Artistry. That should be cute. And then Soulful Skincare for estheticians and makeup artists. Then you have BAM Cosmetics, The Ins and Out of Makeup Application, and then Pure Pro Airbrush Cosmetics, teaching airbrushing 101, a full beauty look. And, you know, and there are tons of more classes with lashes and brows and things like that. But I wanted to get to some of the paid workshops, And this is, of course, it doesn't have anything to do with your entrance ticket price. You know, the entrance ticket price covers all of those other little seminars that are going to take place. But then in addition to that, if you want to take some of these workshops, they are paid workshops, okay? And so we have Rose Skincare Products featuring Joanne Clement, and she's teaching dermaplaning training. She's doing a dermaplaning training. And it's a hands-on workshop, which will cover indications, precautions, and contraindications, a step-by-step peel application process, as well as choice of surgical blade for dermaplaning, which is something I'm very interested in because I've been learning that. And the workshop price is limited to the first 20 people that actually sign up and pay for the class. The workshop prices on that is $235 on or before April 22nd. Between April 23rd and June 2nd, the class goes up to $250. And then the day of the show, the class goes up to $275. Okay? And so the registration cost of that class includes a take-home kit, including a 2-ounce lactic peel, and that's valued at $115. It's a study guide that's included and a certification of completion. So basically all you need to do is bring pen and paper. And so, again, this class will be offered on that Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. So it's a 3-hour class. And you get dermaplaning training. So that's actually a great deal because some dermaplaning training is going for about that much, $200, $250. So that's not a bad price for that class. But I just suggest you all to get in there and register early for some of these workshops. We have other workshops, Classic Celebrity Bridal Makeup. That's going for $175 before April 22nd. Between April 23rd and June 2nd, it's $200, and then the day of the show is $225. We have Lightening Intimate Areas, Brightening Peel System. Again, that's a 2-hour class. And before April 22nd, it's $125. April 23rd to June 2nd, $150. Day of the show, $175. So, a lot of these classes aren't extremely expensive, so you can kind of budget and plan and plan for some of these workshops if you want to take some more extensive hands-on workshops instead of just seminars that you're just listening to. And again, this all takes place June 3rd through 5th. Let me give you some of the deadlines for some of the prices again. For your early bird registration, if you register by April 22nd, you can save $20 off the day of the show price. So for the professional 2-day ticket, on or before April 22nd is $65. The professional 3-day ticket, $75. The student 2-day ticket, $55. And the student 3-day ticket, $65. After April 22nd and before June 2nd, the tickets go up $10 more. So for the professional 2-day is $75. Professional 3-day is $85. Student 2-day is $65. And student 3-day is $75. But the day of the show, between June 3rd through June 5th, just one day later, the tickets go up an additional $10, so the tickets go up $20 from your early bird price, and they will be professional 2-day, $85, professional 3-day, $95, student 2-day, $75, and student 3-day, $85. So regardless of what, you know, what you're paying for these ticket prices, it's so worth it to be able to benefit from going to these two shows, because there's going to be tons of vendors, and I mean double the education. There'll be double the number of vendors. There'll be that much more education. So the ticket prices are fair, I believe, for 2 and 3 day ticket prices. I mean, if I were anybody thinking about attending this show, I would just get the professional 3-day and the student 3-day. If I'm going to get the day of the show, that's $95 and $85 respectively. But if you get them early, it's $75 and $65. You can write off the price of the ticket. I encourage you now to go ahead and register for these tickets. You can go online at premierdayspa.biz, and they're available up to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, June 2nd, online. So, again, go online to Premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E, dayspa.biz, okay? Or you can call 800-335-7469. Again, that's 800-335-7469. Or if you're in the local Orlando area, you can call 407-265-3131. Again, that number is 407-265-3131. And you can call from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, those tickets are available up to Friday, June 2nd.
Nice.
Oh, but also you, in person you can, I meant to say this, but in person you can visit your local authorized show ticket outlet, which will be like a CosmoPro or Salon Centric.
Nice.
And you can get your tickets that way. But please register early so you can save a few bucks, and you can use that extra $10 to $20 to spend on something at the show. But, you know, register early so you can take advantage of the savings. And that's before April 22nd, which is Saturday coming up. So that's why I wanted to get that in there and mention that so you can take advantage of that. And that's Premier Day Spa.
Cool. Well, I hope you guys took notes. Some of the things that we announced for those of you who are interested. Again, for those of you who are in London, there's a couple of things coming up. So make sure you guys, if you want to attend IMATS, you know, or if you want to attend the United Makeup Artists Expo, again, that's the 29th through April 30th, and then IMATS May 19th through the 21st. You have to get those tickets very soon. For the United Makeup Artists Expo, you need to get those tickets now. And for IMATS, you really need to get them before May 18th, before the price goes up. So thank you guys for checking us out tonight. We'll be back next week with a guest. And hope you've had a wonderful holiday today. I believe the weather was beautiful all over the East Coast, so I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for details about next week's show. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Have a wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.